is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
Well, this is a special St. Patrick's Day podcast.
To be sure.
Potatoes.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Uranus.
Yes, we are. No,
or
really.
Is it? Or is it? And the rings
what
around.
Uranus?
Well, you'll hear it. We will be crossing to Dublin to talk to a publican about St. Patrick's Day in the Emerald Isle.
Yeah, we catch up with a good mate, Dave McClung, who works with us. He tells us how he had a go at his dad for doing him a favour.
I may or may not have seen some living art down at Sculpture by the Sea. So we talk about when people became a spectacle to the point where others were taking photos of you.
And we talk about when it's critical to listen to the detail.
Yeah.
It's very important to be a good listener.
Enjoy.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
So yesterday, Marlene, Brian and myself went down to Sculpture by the Sea because it leaves on Monday or something.
Last weekend.
Yeah, and I didn't see it last year and I just really wanted to go and check it out. It's fantastic. It's such a great community event.
Yeah, I've been twice now. What blows me away is that people like me have got no idea about anything, in particular art, go along and I'm actually interested. And even better still, like all the kids that are there, that get right into it. No, it's a great thing for Cottesloe.
You don't know what you're talking about, but you're happy to offer an opinion.
Anyway, it's just fun going with Dad because Dad just walks around pointing out very loudly that he could have made that. Especially those. Did you see the one with just sticks with a bit of rubbish on the end of each stick?
Yeah.
Come on. You know what? Come on. Whoever you are as an artist, you should be ashamed of yourself.
We actually were discussing earlier on, Nathan, how many different things people were taking photos of that they thought were a part of the art.
Well, there was a part there where Mum was waiting for Dad and I, and so she was standing in front of the bins, but she was looking at them, and I said, Mum, walk away from the bins. People think they're a sculpture. Because I saw people start looking at
what
Mum.
What a great sculpture idea, though. And because it's a commentary on society.
It is.
Our throwaway society.
Anyway, you're right, Sean. It's some super confusing bits, and as we're walking along, and the beach is just beautiful.
You got
actual audio of you walking along by the sea.
Actual audio. There's those bits where everyone sits on the lawns and the built-up brick area.
It's tiered.
That bit there. Everyone was sort of stopping and looking at these two women, and they got my attention straight away. And I said, Mum and Dad, look at these ladies, without pointing.
And what do you use your
there's
elbow?
There's no way you didn't point.
No, I didn't, because it was just really like they were right there. Anyway, there were these two beautiful black African women, and they like had huge big afros, and they were wearing exactly the same outfit. Down to their sandals, down to their jewellery, down to the fact that they both had the same sort of backpacky leopard skin handbag, but then they had the same empty plastic bag in their hands. I've shown you guys photos. So
it's incredible. They look beautiful. They're unbelievable.
It's really hard for me to take a photo of these women because I didn't want to just... Because my mum goes, they're a sculpture. And I said, no, they're not, Mum. They're living ladies. And Mum goes, no, they're a sculpture. I said, Mum, there's no live installations down here. They're not a sculpture. So then Mum wanders off and goes and asks one of the sculptures by the sea people, what's the deal with those two ladies? Are they a sculpture? And the lady goes, that is the biggest question I'm getting asked today.
Isn't it hilarious though that we are so confused about what art is? That we think a couple of ladies who are there to see
but
the
then
sculptures.
They could be part of something.
Sculptures.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, so they're wearing all black, so they really stood out because everyone's wearing something, beachy sort of colours down there. And the woman said, everyone's been asking if they're part of if they're an installation. Yeah. And she goes, and they're not. She goes, I've gone over and speak to them and they hardly speak a lick of English. She goes, but I just know they're over here.
Okay.
And she goes, and they're just down here to see the sculptures.
They're there to see the sculptures like everybody
else.
Okay,
so what did you do?
I tried to get a photo of them without being rude because you can't just take a photo of someone because I look weird. So I end up taking a series of selfies with them in the background just so I can show you guys. So there they are there. and then this is them from afar. They weren't looking at that point.
Okay.
And then I've got like another one here of me just smiling at the camera. And this is a great shot of them.
Yeah, that's a super
the
shot there.
And like when you zoom in, you do see like a vague reflection in your sunglasses of an actual sculpture. So that photo is artistic in and of itself.
It was just super confusing.
Do you reckon you got away? It looks like you did that well. I got away with it.
But all these older people, once you get over 60, you don't care.
Hang on. They were
walking right in front of their faces just taking photos of them.
Nathan, you got away with it. You're at the beach where there's sculptures in front of you,
yeah,
but you're taking a picture of yourself with no beach and no...
And that dawned on me, Nat. Yeah. I did it so quickly.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you didn't get away with it.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
Nathan took a series of selfies at the beach yesterday.
To get these women in the background because they were wearing exactly the same
striking
clothes.
Striking, yeah.
Exactly the same hair, exactly the same purse, exactly the same shoes, and they even had exactly the same empty plastic bag in the same hands.
And they have spectacular afros.
They do, they have great afros.
Spectacular.
Look like you remember Dickie Neve from Hey Hate Saturday? Mm-hmm. Like, that big.
It's impressive. They do look like they're sort of in some, like extras from a movie about Motown or something like that. It's quite amazing.
But everyone down there didn't know if they were just there watching and looking at the sculptures or if they were a sculpture. So everybody's covertly trying to take photos of them and stuff.
You did a great job. They never
Thank
would have
you.
Suspected
I did
you.
I took some selfies with them.
Let's talk to Doug in Tewitt Hill. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Doug.
All right. Good. What happened?
I was at Disneyland by myself. Don't feel too sorry for me. But,
wait there. Let's just stop. Let's stop you right there. Why were you there by yourself?
I went to America by myself, so I couldn't really just make a friend and go, do you want to come to Disneyland with me?
You got to do the tourist thing.
Going
you're
on your own
yourself.
Could be construed as a bit creepy, Doug.
I had fun. I had fun.
That's all that counts. All right.
But so it did take a turn. I was walking around Disney's California Adventure, and these kids were, like, taking pictures of me, and I noticed it out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, oh, just kids being jerks, whatever.
So That's what kids do, Doug, yeah.
They were following me. And I thought, oh, okay, something like that. So I just turned around politely because I'm a nice guy. And I said, oh, you know, I noticed you've been taking pictures of me. And they go, are you Ryan Reynolds? So I'm like, I'm flattered because I think that's kind of a compliment. But I'm like, no, I'm not Ryan Reynolds. I'm just visiting from Australia. And they go, can we take pictures of you and tell our friends you're Ryan Reynolds?
You went with it, though, right, Doug?
Yeah, so I'm like, the mum was there and she goes, I'm sorry, they're idiots. And I'm like, no, that's okay. That's okay, they wouldn't do that, I don't mind, but I'm not Ryan Reynolds, just so we're clear.
Doug,
so
right.
So I was walking around and they were standing in line with me, and I had a line to Disneyland about, like, 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So it got a bit awkward because they kept looking at me and taking photos.
Does that mean you get any preferential treatment then, Doug, because people go,
well, I wasn't going to push it because at the end of the day, I'm not Ryan Reynolds. And I don't want to be a crazy person pretending to be Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But then we went on the Tower of Terror, and you know how on the Tower of Terror they take a picture of you?
Yeah, like, when you're coming down. Screaming your box off,
Yeah, the photo comes out, and these kids are pointing at me. In photo.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
So last night I was watching Channel 10 News, and you know when something doesn't sound right, and I'll let you all know this is not Transformers.
No.
Okay. heads up.
This is not Transformers. This is something that happened on the news last night. They had a story about the planets, and Nerelda Jacob said something, then the reporter said something, and then the guy from the observatory said something as well, and it didn't sound right. By the way, this is not Transformers.
Observatory has celebrated four decades since their astronomers co-discovered rings around Uranus.
40 years ago, it wasn't definitively known the planet Uranus had a ring system.
That this occultation or the Uranus passing in front of the star was only going to occur in the southwest.
Uranus. It's Uranus.
When has it changed?
I think they were cleaning it up.
It's Uranus. It's always been Uranus.
What was the scientist saying it then?
They're all saying it. What? Uranus. They almost had a meeting before and said, let's call it Uranus. It sounds like urinal. That sounds worse.
It doesn't.
So Uranus is urinal.
And it's the fact that they're having to say rings around
reckon they changed that?
Yes.
Have you ever heard?
Never.
Oh, I have heard that pronunciation Uranus. Of it before, but Uranus. I've never heard it done so repeatedly like that.
Uranus. Anyway.
That is hilarious. Anyway,
call it what you like.
Uranus. I'm sorry.
Don't put rings around it.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
So I've joined... It was only because they put up a picture. It's how we found Lewis when he was lost.
Yeah.
This Facebook group called Freo Massive.
Yeah.
Which is it's a community group. Everybody yep. gets together to help one another out. A girl called Alison posted yesterday she needed some help to dismantle this couch. It's a big blue kind of armchair. Sean, blue
leather
armchair. Oh,
yeah, that is
massive.
Old school.
Yeah. Look, don't mean to be rude, Alison, but I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is gross. Just, when you sit down on a hot day.
I bet it's comfortable, though. Do you know what I mean?
That
you
to keep me, it 'cause it's how old is this girl? That to me is a parent's lounge.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah.
That's gross.
She's not old enough to claim it as her parents.
Okay,
are.
Well, have a look at yourself, Alison.
The problem that she needed this to be dismantled was they have a pet snake.
Yeah. Oh.
And the snake.
The old snake in the couch.
Got into the couch. The snake has made a cozy house inside the frame of this couch. He's a pet and he's friendly, but we can't get him out.
A friendly snake, you say?
No. Mm-hmm. Then I'd just put a couple of rats on the ottoman and wait for them to come out.
A lot of people suggested, like, you know, putting something warmer elsewhere. She thought that he was just snuggling next to her under a cushion.
Oh my God.
She's single.
Who snuggles with her? She's single.
I don't know.
When was the last time you snuggled with a snarker?
Oh, no, it's okay, Sean. If you're single as well, it's good to have a stand-in. Okay.
There were a lot of suggestions about what to do. People saying, just sell the couch. Don't tell anyone that the snake
course,
is in there.
Yeah, sell and don't tell.
But she did manage to find an upholsterer to come and fix it. So that the upholsterer had to pull it all apart.
Yep.
She said, update, I've got an upholstery man coming to dismantle the couch. And somebody said, did you tell him the snake's in there? And she said, well, it's funny that you should ask that because she did tell him on the phone.
Yep.
But the guy came and thought it was an emergency for a key.
Because key sounds like snake.
Drop the key down the couch. It doesn't sound anything like that. When I
informed him it was a snake, like I had told him on the phone, he admitted he was petrified of snakes, but he did the job anyway. So he pulled that couch apart. They got the snake out. But he turned up thinking he was getting a key out of a couch.
How good is his listening skills to get there's a key in my couch or there's a snake in my couch? Natalie, just further question with this. Did the upholsterer put the chair back together?
I don't know. I've seen the picture of the chair pulled apart.
Yep.
Professionally by the upholsterer.
Well, let's hope he didn't.
Alison, if you're listening, don't bother.
Maybe get the upholsterer to reupholster it.
Oh, yeah. And change the shape and
look
of it.
With snake skin, perhaps. This is Nathan, Nat and Sean. On a Facebook page yesterday, somebody needed help to dismantle a big couch lounge chair, big blue leather couch chair.
It's absolutely
ugly
gross.
Situation.
Because the pet snake had got in there
and
they couldn't get it out.
No. I mean, personally, I would have just let the snake have it and dump it down at the river. Just by the look of the couch. But apparently they loved the snake and they wanted the snake back.
And they wanted to keep the couch as well.
Yep.
So they called an upholsterer and he said, no problem, I'll come around and help you immediately. He got there thinking he was there to retrieve a key.
You see, he didn't listen to his message properly.
No. They told him it was a snake, but he heard key. He's terrified of snakes.
I don't know how that happened.
As it turns out.
So we're discussing when you might have, because you're not listening properly, missed the critical detail. Gordon's in North Breach. Hi, Gordon.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, mate.
Hey, Gords.
What happened, Gordon?
Well, I used to work for a demolition company.
Yeah.
And my boss, he had the listening issue sort of thing. Well, he'd tell you a job and you go off and you do the job.
Yeah.
And then he'd come back later and he'd tell you that he didn't tell you to do it.
But it's a bit of an issue.
But you're in demolition.
Yeah, demolition, yeah. So a couple of occasions a bricklayer had to be called in to come and replace walls and things like that. It was, used to make life very hard at work.
It's a bit of an issue.
So you could smash down someone's house and
then you go, I never told you to say that.
Never a house, but extra walls and things like that in partial demos. Yes, that did happen.
So did you get any angry clients having a go at you because you were bashing down something that shouldn't have been bashed down?
A couple of times,
yeah.
Yeah, a couple of times. I used to think the boss was schizophrenic or had a little, he used to have a little imaginary friend that he used to tell his jobs to.
That must be super
frustrating.
I think he does, and I think the imaginary friend's name's Lyle.
Lyle?
I don't know why. It just makes sense, huh?
It does. Your imaginary friend would be called Lyle in that situation.
Well, no one has a real friend called Lyle. Do you?
No, I don't. No.
See? Boom. Ask yourself the question. Your friends with a Lyle? Bet you the answer's no. This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
Nova 937, Nathan, Nat and Sean. It's a big day here. Of course, it's St. Patrick's Day already.
Yes.
In Ireland, it's still St. Patrick's Day Eve, but I imagine that's probably not a good
well,
crack.
Everyone would be here enough for that.
Where is all the action in Dublin?
The Parnell Heritage Bar and Grill is on the line right now. Stephen, well, good evening to you, sir.
Hi, how are you, Stephen? Good evening.
We're going well here, Stephen. I've got to ask, are you anywhere near the Temple Bar District, which I've been to many times?
Oh, too many times. We're not too far away. We're just up on the north side of the city, top of O'Connell Street.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
So, mate, it is the eve before the big day. Over here, the place just melts down. Mm. Everyone's wearing green. Everyone's just getting drunk. What's it like in Ireland?
it's getting there. They haven't got on the silly hats yet, but the stag parties haven't come out yet. So tomorrow's when it all goes. We're right on the parade route, and Temple Bar is probably already a mess.
So how many people would come out and watch the parade tomorrow?
Oh, God, just to have a lot. Everybody's around, everybody and their kid on the step ladders trying to see a piece of it. Yeah. But I'm guessing there's 30,000 odd on the O'Connell Street area.
Stephen, you know what the funny thing is? Like, we're speaking to you all the way from Australia. We've got parades that have happened last weekend.
Yes.
In New York, they reckon it's the biggest parade that takes place. All over the world, people are celebrating. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, well, we're talking to customers here from everywhere, from Australia, New Zealand, New York, America, all states. And it seems to be bigger over there at the minute.
Yes.
But yeah, it goes huge. Here, it's like the main focus is on kids, but yeah, the bars, clubs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who knew that?
Because all our Irish folk get absolutely hammered over here.
Yeah.
The kids get locked in.
That's a myth. That's not true.
That's true.
It is.
You know what it is, Stephen? I think it's over here, for example, everybody who has some vague Irish heritage claims it today on St. Patrick's Day because it's an excuse to go out and drink heavily.
Yeah.
But you guys, you're all Irish and you know it, so that's just your everyday life, so you don't need to go.
Yeah. So what you're saying is they just get hammered
every day. We go dry on the 17th.
Yeah.
You just get hammered every other day.
One day of the year.
Hey, over here at the moment, if you go to any supermarket, you cannot buy any green food dye. Is that just something that other countries do? Do you guys go dye all your food green?
No, it's the exact same here. I actually went to buy a food dye today and it's gone. It's gone. So they're dyeing the Liffey, they're dyeing the pints, and they're dyeing the Irish stew.
Oh, okay, the Irish stew. Okay, so the pints. So you're talking the Guinness is going to be green tomorrow for you guys?
Yeah, a lot of places will go all out. They'll do the lager, the Guinness. Everything's green.
Stephen, do you have to drink Guinness on Paddy's Day or what's the go?
If you haven't had it, yeah, you got to give it a go. But it's whatever you can get. If you can get served, take what you get.
That's cute. And what about, you know, the one thing that we do associate with Ireland, of course, is potatoes. Plenty of potatoes on the menu tonight.
Potatoes, there is. I just had a complaint there wasn't enough potatoes in our stew, but there you go.
There you go.
Okay, in your opinion, were there enough potatoes in the stew, or could it have done with a few more potatoes?
Was it a valid complaint?
It was valid, it was, I've got to admit.
Too much meat, not enough potatoes.
Steve, why are you holding back from the potatoes, mate?
Yeah, what's going on?
Why are you skimping on the potatoes? What's happening?
Did I hear there was a blight?
There was a blight.
We're only getting over it.
Who knew that the potato famine was still alive and well?
There you go. And just to be clear, Stephen, it's a public holiday.
That's why they're holiday. All over there.
It's a public holiday, Stephen, tomorrow?
Yeah. So it'll be a big day for the families early and then right through the night. It's a slog for bar staff and a party for everyone else.
That's the truth. And I guess it being on a Friday, you know, is good for business.
Yeah, well, it's become Paddy's Week.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's Paddy's weekend, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday's busy. We've got rugby. We're playing England tomorrow.
Okay.
It's foregone. We're out, but we always like to beat them up a little bit.
Well, England haven't lost in 16 matches. They're going for a world record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So ruin that for them if you could.
All right, well, thanks for all your information. We'll now tell people over here in Australia that St. Patrick's Day is also mostly for the children. And they'll be
just for the kids.
They'll be so angry.
St. Patrick is my favourite saint, of course, because he drove all the snakes out of Ireland, and I'm not a big fan of snakes. So if you could send him down here, he can sort out Australia as well. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. He'd have his work cut out.
Yeah, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he be busy, man?
No, he'd get a snake bite and die.
Good on you, Steve.
Thanks for your time, Steve.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you. Have a good happy St. Patty's Day.
Bye, buddy.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
Welcome to the studio, the one and only Dave McClung.
Well,
happy St. Patrick's Day to you, even though technically you're Scottish.
Yeah. Well, I am Scottish
today,
but you'll have 1,000 Guinnesses later on. Excuse?
No, I'm off the booze at the moment.
Oh, you're doing the fitness thing at the moment, aren't you, Dave?
That's right. That's why you're
until
boring.
He falls off the wagon, then watch out, everyone. He'll be sleeping in your house and won't know how he got in there.
It's a case of extremes with our mate McClung.
So true.
That's not what you're here to talk about, though.
No, not at all. I'll tell you a story about when I went away last week, and so my dad did me a huge favour. So he looked after my dog. My dog had just had an operation.
Winston.
He became sick a couple of days before I went to the Gold Coast. My mum was away, so my dad really nicely.
So you could have put your holiday on hold and looked after your sick pet.
I could have, but I didn't. And really nicely, he said he would do it, and it wasn't an issue. And so anyway, Winston had a big cut in his groin because he had a hernia, so he's been quite unwell. And so I came back 4 days later, and he looked okay, and then I looked at the incision, and it was so swollen.
Oh, the wound.
Winston.
Yeah, like infected or something, Dave.
And I go to my old man, I go, have you looked at this? No, I haven't checked it out.
So he didn't even look. He was the prime carer for your ill dog.
He was prime carer for my
ill
dog.
And he didn't even think to have a look at the incision.
No,
to see
and then even worse. So this is when it gets even worse. This is when I got angry. And I'm not angry at him now because, Dad, you did a good job.
But not a completely good job. And we're going to point out why.
He goes... He seemed okay the other day when we were playing fetch. This dog...
He's just been, torn apart and sewn back up.
Shouldn't be moving, Dave.
Shouldn't be moving. And he was playing fetch. He was taking him for walks. He was allowing him through the doggy door, all sorts of stuff. And so Winston has burst his interior stitches because...
He's been too active.
So, okay.
Did he have to go back to the vet?
He did, yeah. So it's cost me another $1,500.
$1,500?
Is he wearing a bucket on his head?
Yeah, he's still got a bucket on now.
He's been in a cage,
he's been
hasn't
in a cage
he?
For
but
five
how?
Days.
Winston's so small, that's basically just a cross stitch. What are they sewing him up with? Gold thread?
But the thing was, I was trying to not be nasty about it because...
It's a hard scenario when someone's done you a favour and they haven't done it properly and you have to be gracious, but yet you want to have a go at them.
Yeah.
Gracious yet resentful.
$1,500 not to be sneezed.
I've been so passive-aggressive about the whole thing and I do passive-aggressive really well.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. You know, well, I experienced the same thing with my mum the other week. I locked myself out of my apartment in which I had to go and get my spare key from the real estate agent, which isn't that far away. It's just in Dalkeith. So anyway, I rang mum and I was just exhausted. Remember that day that we were just so tired?
That's all of them.
I was so tired. That day we were just saying all we want to do is go home and have a sleep.
That's all of them.
I went upstairs and then I remember the door. I was on the phone to Greg Hire at the time, so it's his fault.
Yep.
And then I was too busy talking to him. And the next minute the door clicks and then I realised, oh my god, my key's in there. So then I just sat downstairs and I've been trying to get through to the real estate agent. They weren't answering the phone for like 20 minutes or so, and I thought, well, I'm just going to have to drive there. I'm not going to worry about getting a cab because it ends up costing about $50, even though it's really close.
Yeah, for sure.
Not wasting $50. So then I rang mum and I said, Mum, what are you doing? Are you at home? She goes, yeah. I said, can you please just jump in the car right now and come and pick me up and take me down? I need to go and pick up my key. Mum goes,
I didn't realise Marlene was an Uber driver.
Mum goes, I'm leaving right now. And I went, thanks, Mum. So half an hour later, she's in Karen up, by the way. We're in Subiaco.
What should it normally take?
Oh, mate, if you jump in the car, parents never do. They say, I'm just jumping in the car. No, you don't. I don't know what you're doing for 40 minutes, but after that, you'll jump in the car.
I'll second that motion.
Like, it's crazy. I'm just leaving now. But then they have to lock every bloody opening of the house because they're frightened someone's going to move in and steal all their nothing that they have. So anyway, so then I rang about half an hour after. She goes, I'm just turning onto Selby Street. And I went, oh, my God. You just... Yeah, what did you... you leave? And then I was yelling at her, and then I realised, oh, you're doing me a favour.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mum. And then I just sat down. Anyway, I was just so tired that a guy actually looked around the corner. I was sitting on the steps waiting for her. Guy looked around the corner and he goes, hey, mate, are you okay? That's how tired
and
I was.
He gave you $5.
I just gave it up. So then I got up to my feet and started looking a bit active. Anyway, yeah, so I was super angry with her. Things are picking me up, but get here on time.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
We were just talking to Dave McClung about how he was so grateful that his dad offered to look after his recently operated on dog.
Yeah.
But his dad didn't do that great a job of it. Kind of just took him, played fetch
activity
with him and took him for a walk and didn't check his wound.
Dave found himself in the awkward scenario where someone's done you a favour and you've had to have a go at them because they haven't done you the favour properly.
Well, it's cost Dave $1,500 to have it redone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine now and they're best friends, Dave and his dad again.
Good morning, Mr. McClung. We want to know, though, if you've been in a similar scenario. Chanel's in Sinagra. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Hey. All right. Chanel. Have you had a go at somebody doing you a favour?
Well, kinda.
Yeah.
My lovely child of 2 years old, Power, yacked all over me one night after dinner. And my loving partner did the right thing, picked up all my clothes, put them in the wash.
Yeah.
Only later that night for me to ask where's my phone and find out that was also in the wash.
Chanel!
Chanel!
No. So I'm guessing it was an iPhone, yes?
No. It was a few years ago now. It was a good phone at the time. But yeah, still, all information lost, all my photos gone.
Mm.
No,
but he was doing
repair,
you a favour. It was such a nice, loving gesture.
He was.
I couldn't be too mad because it was something that I really did not want to do, is have to clean up all the vomit
and
all over my clothes.
Did let him know that what he did was wrong, though, in a sort of passive-aggressive way?
A very passive-aggressive way, yeah. I did.
Yeah. More aggressive than passive, perhaps?
it was a good mix. It was a good mix.
Okay. Nice. Thanks, Chanel. Let's go to Matt in Annie's Landing. Hello.
How are you going, guys?
Hey, good, Maddie. Nice. Have you had a go at somebody who did you a favour?
I had a go at three people in the one go.
All right.
Excellent.
Let rip, Matt.
I went back on holidays for 6 weeks back to Queensland as family, and a friend offered to drive me to the airport and then look after my car. Another one asked if they could borrow their lawnmower because it was summer, the grass was growing, and I had a pet bird. And another friend offered to look after the bird.
Wait there. Go back. You had a pet bird? What was it?
It was a cockatiel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cockatiel.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm off on holiday for 6 weeks, come back. Friend drops me the car. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've backed into an Audi. it's not bad. It was totally dented in. The mower that the other friend borrowed had burnt out and was dead. And the friend looking after the bird let it out of the cage.
Matt. No one was helping you there. No one was helping you.
So what did you do?
Oh, they all got it.
Yes. Well, they're asking for it.
They certainly were. I mean, the guy borrowing the lawnmower, he wasn't even doing you a favour. He was just taking the lawnmower.
Hey, Matt, what was your car? What type of car?
It's a Peugeot crossover.
Oh, okay. Because I love it how people have to say they backed it into an Audi to make it sound like it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
This is Nathan, Nat and Sean.
We're discussing when you have a go at somebody because they were doing you a favour and they didn't do it right.
Nicole's in the room.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
You're good, Nick.
Okay, what happened?
Back in the day when the ripped jeans used to be in.
Yeah.
You used to cut them yourself just to, because it saved money.
Yeah, then you have to get the quick unpick and you have to fray the edges so it looks like they're aged a bit. I got you.
Yep. Well, when I was cutting them, I overcut one of them.
Yeah.
And so I asked my mum, can she fix it up? Just stitch that area up.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's like, yeah, no problems. And I came back and they're all stitched up. Every single one of the holes that I had.
Nicole, my mum did the same thing to my ripped jeans. And my ripped jeans were glorious.
My auntie did it to my cousins, but she put a patch underneath it because she thought it'd be so cool to put a contrasting fabric patch underneath.
Yeah. And your mum had such pride in her face, didn't she? That she'd done you this big favour, and
like,
all you did back then was rip into her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Brady in Wellard. Hello.
Hi there. How you going?
Hey, Brady.
You've been on the other side of this. You were doing the favour.
I was doing the favour.
Okay, what happened?
So me and my sister were pretty tight.
Yeah.
And
She's a bit of a rich girl. She drives around a Mercedes. She lives in Claremont. She's got a Dalmatian.
Yeah. Oh, that's the kicker.
That is the trifecta. Yeah.
And the Dalmatian.
She's flying around the world, and she's currently a uni student as well. So that's how rich she is.
Yeah, she's doing well.
And she's like, oh, you know, can you look after my house for the weekend? And I was like, sweet as. So I've just moved down from the Kimberley, like 2,600 kilometres.
Yes.
And I'd live with her for a little bit, and I could park outside her house, and it was all good. And anyway, so she's like, do me this favour. And I was like, sweet as. Didn't ask for anything. And then I park outside her house. She doesn't give me a fob to get in the driveway, and she doesn't tell me that you can no longer park outside the front of her house because you'll receive a $150 fine.
Oh!
So I wake up in the morning, you know, make my eggs, and I go outside, and there's a $150 fine, and I'm just like, oh, my God. So I ring her up and tell her about it. And, she's like, oh, I can't help you with that.
So she didn't even give you the buzzer in the garage, to so get you couldn't in the driveway.
And she can't help you with that, even though that morning you fed her dog, her Dalmatian, a bowl of diamonds for breakfast.
The whole weekend.
This is Nathan, Nat, and Sean.